Next up tonight is an interview with country legend Cyril Jarvis.
Good evening, y'all, and welcome to A Little Bit of Country. I'm your host, Tony Gritz, and I'm joined by Cyril Jarvis of Cyril Jarvis and the Black Eyed Sisters. Good evening, Cyril.
Hello, Tony.
I am intrigued by your story, Tony, as you didn't grow up in Nashville, did you?
No, it was Nottingham.
In jolly old England, right?
Yes, I was born Cyril Jarvis, which amazingly works just as well for being British aristocracy as it does for being a country bumpkin.
So how did you get into the honky-tonk?
Well, my grandfather was the product of incest, which again shows a parallel between rich toffs and poor white Americans, so the transition felt natural.
Well, genetics always help, but what about your environment?
Well, my father was an alcoholic, and my mother was briefly a stripper, so no, that didn't really help at all.
I thought you said you were from the aristocracy.
Well, father was, yes, but mother was from Arbroath. No, my environmental influences were mainly the albums I bought in secret, and that time Dad dropped me on my head.
Ah, yes. I presume that incident was the inspiration for last album's title track, Papa Can't Catch.
No, that song's about Dad's failed pizzeria, but I do discuss it in the track That Is Why You Have a Little Brother.
One of my favorites. And apparently, people have noticed the lyrics and music sync perfectly with the film Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yes, that's absolutely true. It's arguably the greatest country and western film ever made.
So how did you break into the scene?
Well, I knew I needed to make a rite of passage to be accepted into the tight-knit hillbilly community. They're very, very suspicious people. Some might say racist, but I wouldn't because they buy my albums. So to get my foot in the door, I moved to Texas and I drove a truck while intoxicated off of an interstate so I could write about it.
Ah, yes. Your first single, Achy Breaky Pelvis.
Yes, I spent 4 weeks in hospital, mainly due to the extensive alcohol poisoning. So naturally, my album went platinum.
Amazing. And now you're touring.
That's correct. It's a dual headlining tour with Ted Nugent.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm not really excited about that either.
Will you be playing with a full band?
No, just me and a small child playing a washboard.
I get it. Two-piece bands are very hot right now.
Well, it's just less people for Ted Nugent to offend.
Well, can we expect a new album from you soon?
Maybe. Depends if I can find a suitable bridge to drive off of.
Ted Nugent is basically Donald Trump with a guitar, but those are the ones you have to look out for, the musical racists.